The mountain. The mountain held the town as in a shadow. I saw so much before I slept there once. I noticed that I missed stars in the west, where its black body cut into the sky. Near me, it seemed, I felt it like a wall behind which I was sheltered from a wind. And yet between the town and it, I found when I walked forth at dawn to see new things, were fields, a river, and beyond more fields. The river at the time was fallen away and made a widespread brawl on cobblestone, but the sign showed what it had done in spring, good grassland gullied out, and in the grass ridges of sand and driftwood stripped of bark. I crossed the river and swung round the mountain, and there I met a man who moved so slow, with white-faced oxen in a heavy cart, it seemed no harm to stop him altogether. "What town is this?" I asked. "This? Brunnenburg." Then I was wrong. The town of my sojourn beyond the bridge was not that of the mountain, but only felt at night its shadowy presence. "Where is your village?" "Very far from here. There is no village, only scattered farms. We were but 60 voters last election. We can't in nature grow to many more. That thing takes all the room." He moved his goat. The mountain stood there to be pointed at. Pasture ran up the side a little way, and then there was a wall of trees with trunks. After that, only tops of trees and cliffs imperfectly concealed among the leaves. A dry ravine emerged from under boughs into the pasture. "That looks like a path. Is that the way to reach the top from here?"